Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy. I am your host, and today you're listening to Naked Slim Fast. What a funny episode name, but it is actually very pertinent to what I wanted to jump on and talk about. So first, I wanted to tell you that today has gone really well when it comes to strict keto. I haven't tested myself for ketosis yet today, but I am quite confident that I am in ketosis at this point. Also, FYI, I still have a little bit of a COVID cough. I got it in October. I have asthma and I still have a little bit of a cough. So instead of holding it in, I'm just going to be okay with that. If you've listened to any of my episodes before, you know that I'm very transparent, very real. You are, in fact, driving with me. Yesterday and today, my episodes have been full of driving episodes because that is what I have time for. So I just wanted to put that out there, let you know. Keep it real. So there's actually an ambulance that's passing me right now. Lovely. So you get to hear that. So I was literally drinking a drink and I thought of you all. I thought if I was learning, sorry, the background, again, real life, that's what we're here for. So if I was you and I was new at keto or even just being in it, I'm kind of like, gosh, I wish I had some of these tips and tricks. Like, yes, I want to know what she drinks. Yes, I want to know what she eats. So I'm just bringing it to you as I go. And so, yeah, so Slim Fast put out a keto smoothie thing. It's a meal shake is what it is. Now, listen, the nurse here has never been a fan. I've never been a fan of... Well, to be honest, I've never been a fan of dieting. I'm a fan of a specific diet lifestyle, but call it what you will and call it dieting. I have changed my tone a little bit on that. But as a nurse, I just have to tell you, I've never been a fan of meal replacement unless you are on, you know, in the hospital and you're on a, you know, I don't know, a very low... point in fact, actually, my husband in the hospital for COVID, if you've listened to any of the last few episodes, you'll know he was in the hospital for 45 days, 3 weeks of that was in the ICU. And the only thing after his feeding tube was taken out to actually get the nutrition that he needed after that feeding tube was meal replacement. Okay. That is a very appropriate means to an end, right? But I just feel like as a nurse, I just saw so many patients that wanted to lose weight, and I operate 9 medical clinics across the country. And a lot of our patients will come in, they want to lose weight, and all they do is meal replacement shakes. That is not a balanced anything. That's not balanced. So I just want to be very clear that if you're listening to me about shakes and I or meal replacements, and I tell you that I, as a nurse, have never been a fan. That's why, is because it can be really dangerous to do just shakes. Now, maybe if you do it for a week or two for, you know, just a cleansing, that's all you want to do for a week or two, but not tout it as like a regular diet for yourself. Okay. That's my plug. That being said, since I've never been a fan, it took me a very long time to be willing to buy any kind of meal replacement shake for myself while I've done keto for 5 years. But I have changed my tone and I'm currently drinking one right now. So if you were sitting in the car with me, you would see that I'm drinking a Slim Fast Keto Meal Shake to Go, and it is a creamy milk chocolate. Guess what, guys? It only has 7 total carbs, 2 net carbs if you're doing it that way. I do total carbs, but 7 and then 0 added sugars. So protein 8, total fat 14. So I am right there in like the actual macros, and so meeting the macros. And so I decided to try them actually one time during a camping trip is how I discovered them. Oh dear, I'm gonna have to put you on hold. Ha, told you, real life. My child calling, could not ignore that one. So anyway, I had discovered these keto replacement shake or meal replacement shakes, whatever you want to call them. The actual title of them is the Slim Fast Keto Meal Shake to Go. So meal shake. So I had discovered them when I went camping. Aaron and I went to go camping, and I realized it was hard to go camping and figure out what I wanted. And other than meat, I wanted something for the morning. And eggs and stuff, and so to drink, I just decided to try it. I was like, all right, whatever, I'm just gonna try it. So I got them, and actually they taste really good. So it's funny, I'm not meaning to, you know, be a marketing gal here for Slim Fast, but I bring to you products that work and that I really like, and so I want to make sure that you know little tricks. So they're great for traveling. They're really great for camping, but I bought some because I told you that now that our meal train is over from all of the hell that we've been through with COVID, I'm just being lazy right now, and I'm providing myself more self-care, and some of that self-care, I have to let some things go, and right now I'm letting go of my obsessive need to make everything from scratch. And so this is great. Like, I really needed something. I had actually, speaking of self-care, I actually went to the hot springs today, Crystal Hot Springs. My husband is finally better enough that I can leave for several hours at a time, and he's fine. He is still on oxygen and things like that, but I was able for the first time since October to really go and do something for me, and my husband was totally supportive, and so I went by myself and just really soaked for several hours, and just afterwards, I needed something, and so as soon as I got home, instead of trying to find a meal that I could eat, I just grabbed one of these meal shakes, and I'm now on my way to pick up my son from school, from an activity. So it worked out really good. They're very good. They're low in carbs. So yeah, super awesome. Most of the time I don't use them as a meal. Like, I'll have one now, but then later tonight I'm going to actually have my spaghetti plan, which if you listened to yesterday's episode, you'll know that for dinner tonight I'm making spaghetti for the family, but for me I'm going to do zucchini and a homemade Alfredo sauce. And yes, I know, I just got finished saying I'm being lazy and you're like, aw, sounds like you're making something scratch to me, Tam. I am, but it's because it's super easy. You guys, making Alfredo sauce is the easiest thing, I swear, when it comes to cooking. So I am going to make that for myself tonight. So it's going to be very little to no carbs tonight. So I did great. I feel great. The self-care thing, it's legit. It is a real thing. So while you're doing keto, be patient with yourself, have grace for yourself, look at your successes, and don't look at your failures. These are all of those things that I've been talking about the last few days, but self-care is a big one too. That being said, I have two exciting things to tell you. So the first one, I've said that in every podcast the last few days, but today I wanted to actually put a plug in for a dear friend of mine, but an incredible company. So seriously, Burt's Bees, watch out. Exo Lips is coming in. So exolips.com, literally the X, the O, lips.com, go check it out. This friend of mine has got this incredible lip balm that I am using every day. I love it so much. And I'm not using it every day because I have to, because my lips get dry every time I put it on. But I love the way it makes my lips feel, like super silky. A friend of mine reached out after I had posted about it on Instagram, and she said, what do you like about this lip balm? And so I told her that several things. First of all, I love supporting local business. Second, it's a really good friend of mine. But third is that the product, and that is no specific order, the product itself, whether it was local, whether it was from my friend or not, it is a really great product. And seriously, it's going to give Burt's Bees a run for its money. It is so awesome. So go check out exolips.com. You can also look on Instagram at exolips_lip balm. And it's great. It's amazing. Go get some for yourself. I thought of that today because I really wanted to support her, but also because I was at Crystal Hot Springs today, and while I was in the water, you know, it's a hot springs, you know, so you're going through different pools and whatever, and my lips were starting to feel really dry, and I went, oh, I have Lauren's lip balm. And so I went and I grabbed it and was so glad that I had it with me. I take it everywhere I go. So yeah, amazing product. Go check it out. The other thing is, speaking of self-care, remember I've been starting to amp up to be able to announce a new business that I am going to be launching. And this business has been something that I've dreamed of and wanted for like 4 years now. And I'm still not telling you the title yet. I'm keeping that a secret. But self-care is a really important thing. And as a nurse, I really want to dive into that more. And so just be watching for a new podcast that's going to be coming out. I'm not telling you the name of my company yet. I will tell you that it is a nurse coaching business. So I am a nurse. And coaching has changed my life in a number of ways. And I think I've mentioned this many times through the podcast, but Erin and I wrote a book. Erin and I are in the middle of, well, I wouldn't say middle. We're in the beginning of writing another book. Is going to be a his and hers book about our journey and our story when it comes to what we've gone through with COVID. And our mission and our goal has always been to impact couples. But with that, aside from coaching couples on marriage, which as a nurse, I will not be, I'm not prescribing, I'm not diagnosing, you know, I'm using my nursing experience and my knowledge to really inspire and point out and, you know, look to that specialty of mine to be able to help people in a varying different areas, including mental health issues, including relational issues, spiritual, like it, in fact, it doesn't even have to be an issue. It's actually going to be coaching, to really motivate people to take responsibility for whatever it is, whatever goal it is that they have in mind to improve their life. So it could be spiritual coaching. It could be relationship coaching. They're also going to be condition coaching. So as a nurse, I want to bring wellness into the practice and be able to really coach people through condition management, whether it's a new diagnosis. Again, I will not be diagnosing, but I will be assisting my clients to really get to where they want to be, to have the best life that they can live. And so I'm going to be doing condition coaching, as in medical conditions, diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, cancer, you know, any ailment, any illness that comes our way. It's really awesome to have somebody come aside and help to bring accountability. I'm going to stop talking about it now because I'm getting so excited. I'll end up telling you the whole thing, but ultimately, I'm super excited about my business. I'm going to launch as a nurse coach. I am going to start a podcast very soon as a nurse coach. And some of those topics that we cover in the keto podcast, I will be covering there, but on a different level. And so I just want you to have a heads up on that. And as we move forward, as I get closer to launching that podcast in the first episode, I'll let you know. And with that, at that time, we'll be letting you know the name of my company. So exciting things happening. Shout out to Lauren Day. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. I love that you started this business and just what a tremendous job you're already doing. Love you so much. And everyone, I hope you have a great day. Happy ketoing. Sorry for the background noise, but you know, one of these days I'm going to stop apologizing for that, because I continue to bring to you real life, and I should stop apologizing for that. But also it might be annoying, so I'm trying to make sure that you know I care. But really, I just want to I just want to make sure that you know that I bring real life to this podcast, and that means you might get me with kids in the background, you might get me with a coughing husband in the background, and you might get me driving like I am currently doing. So there's going to be noises. All right, everyone, have a great night. Happy ketoing. I'll catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife, and goodbye for now.